When the sun is up, we battle the flying beast. When the sun goes down and the moon comes out, we fight the rat men.
Rat men? Tell me of these rat men.
They live in the caves where the tunnels are too small for men. Most of the time they scurry as rats the size of dogs. They are a small bother then. When the moon is high and its disk is full, they change to the size of men and they grow bolder.
Moonkin?
In the Icelands, they are wolves of the moon. They are greatly feared.
Usually we can prepare ourselves for their raiding, but after this day's attack, our numbers grow few. They have weapons of stone and bones from their victims. They swarm in a pack when they strike. Individually, they are cowards and run away if confronted. But when they swarm together, they are fearless.
When will next the moon disk be full?
2 nights, counting this one.
When Batikin can walk, take us to these caves that are too small.
This is the cave from which they come. It has one mouth which we can fit into, but it opens into many cracks and crevices and small passages. Too small for a man they are, but large enough for a rat. When they come out from the opening, the moon bathes them in its light. They become men. Furry men. The hunger for our people.
The Corps sent the remaining peoples, young and old, far and wide, to bring wood and brush to the cave mouth. Meanwhile, the Corps brought large rocks from the broken lands around them, left behind by the ancient retreating glaciers. The Corps smirked at the thought of the winter god Talvi retreating from a land and taking his glacial palaces with him back over the northern mountain peaks to his diminished icy domains. He could live in a land of the winter god's retreat. Dakor's muscles burned and screamed as he labored, carrying the heavy boulders. The nearer ones were an easier trip. Now, these from farther away were more of a burden to carry. He should have started with the ones far away and done the nearer ones when his muscles were more spent. Dakor laughed as he could hear in his mind Batikin chiding him with this advice to him after it was too late, and he was glad his companion was well from the venomous blood fever. With the boulders, they covered every opening they could find in the larger tunnels to the smaller pathways. Boulders large enough that rats could not move, even dog-sized rats. This was Dakor's plan, to trap them inside their hiding. Batikin reasoned that the rats would find some way out into the main cavern, and so his part of the plan included the bracken and wood. They would light a fire in the cavern to frighten the rats and keep them in hiding, so they would not venture out into the transforming moonlight. Chaldar added to the plan, fanning the smoke deeper into the cave, so that it would fill into the cracks and into the rats' lairs. To the fire, she would add Sibros bark, which she and other locals collected and shredded for burning. The burned bark would create an odor noxious to the rats and keep them from venturing out. Batikin suggested burning the body of the recently defeated monster to also scare them away. But Chaldar said the smell of carrion might only encourage the rat men more. When night settled in, Dakor lit a mighty fire whose flames licked the top of the cave. Fearsome blaze indeed. Eventually, the darkness and shadow was replaced by the smoky haze, and the entirety of the cave was filled with the swirling smoke. Chaldar added her noxious bark to the conflagration, and the locals flapped great hides they took from their beds, and directed the smoke back into the cavern. This was Thakor's plan, to trap the ratmen inside, to keep them from getting out into the night. But Deacon said that it was a surety that they hadn't blocked up all the ways of the rats to getting out into the cavern. He quoted the old proverb.
Rats will find a hole, or make themselves one.
Thakor peered into the smoke-filled cavern, and he could see red eyes peering out at him from dark crevices, with big, four-legged shapes moving about in the dark. Thakor grasped his star metal sword and charged into the dark cavern, scattering the giant vermin who fled from the mighty man, frightened shrieks.
Best they don't get into a swarm. Don't want them to get bold with numbers.
Outside, there was a scream from a female voice. Scrambled outside, weapons ready. Out in the moonlit night, they saw a woman standing and crying, with her face in her hands.
What is it?
I saw it. A rat man. It came from that way. Over there.
Must have been an opening we missed.
Did it hurt you?
It startled me. Rose up on two legs. And I saw his eyes reflected in the moonlight. I screamed.
We heard. We came. Where did it go?
It ran away from me. Even before I could cry out. It went back in the direction it came. Not toward our settlement. I don't even think it was heading that way. I was just so startled at seeing it.
No swarm, no courage. By itself, it may have been more frightened than you.
Certainly no threat.
We should tend to the fire and feed it. Keep a vigilant watch until the moon is spent in the sky. Your people should keep watch tonight. Raise a cry if you see any more. We will answer your call.
The morning sun had not yet breached the horizon, but the sky was already lit by its fire. The traveling three had already tied up their bundles and were preparing to leave the Green Valley. They thanked the Angakok for his healing witchery. Batekin gave him his obsidian knife. Chaldar gifted her remaining devling root.
We would invite you to be back this way by the next moon. We could use your wisdom and might to prevent the ratmen from swarming again.
We seek a land that has no winter. Away from the eye and reach of Talvi and his wrath.
Your path then lies far, far away. Winter still visits this land when the shadow of the mountain stretches over this valley. At the start of your day, face the sun and point with the hand you use your sword. Fix your eyes upon that horizon, for that is your way. At night, put the steady star to your back, and your way will remain true.
Many thanks for your knowledge and your wisdom, and for your healing of our companion. Gather stones, make a fire, burn the bark, keep a watch as we did this last night. Do this when the moon's disk becomes full again, and it will be as if we were there with you. Should we find ourselves passing this way again, we shall seek your hospitality once more, perhaps in happier times.
You don't really expect to see these people again, do you, Thakor?
Someday, indeed, our path may bring us again to this valley. Who knows where anyone's fate will lead?
But
if we do come by this way in some future time, I don't expect those people here to have survived the time.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Well told, our skilled storyteller.
Isitar would have loved that story. I miss that muscled hunk.
A skillful tale. One to make someone ponder.
Very engaging. I feel sorry for the Akor people, though.
So, Istar is Dakor, and that means you are his Cheldar or Batikin?
It's a story, Elf. None of the characters are associated with anyone alive. They're all made up.
We elves don't tell stories, just people's histories from long ago.
Just imagine, then, that Dakor is a long-past relative of Isitar, and this is his and his companion's history tale.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Well, good night, everyone. Another long day of riding in the desert tomorrow, and I, for one, am sore in the back and butt and raw in the hands.
Aye, that. The lad's right.
Well, good night.
Good night,
good
everyone.
Moon tonight.
Sleep well.
Good story, dwarf.
Good moon tonight.
Fair dreams.
I'll take first
late
watch.
Story.
I'm done.
You've been listening to Dakor the Fearless Part 2, a fireside short story of the Dungeons & Damsel series by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by John Campbell as Aziz and Angakuk, Jack Harbison as Tuntimus and Vatican, Karen O'Brien as Divergira, Daniel Rovan as Seneschal and Dakor, Aaron Summonsby as Lullafy, Barista, Chaldar, and Clanwoman. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Additional music by Lokran and Kevin McLeod. Dakor the Fearless Part 2 is a fireside short story of the Dungeons & Damsel series by Unchained Productions.